This is
Sit Down Tracy.
And you are listening to
101.5 UMFM.
Hall of the Days.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Darkle. Edition of Waxy's Darkle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to head over to Scotland as we take a listen to the band Capercaillie, that's been around now for some, I guess, 35 years now. It was founded by Donald Shaw and Karen Matheson, whose vocals we're going to hear on a song called Heart of the Highland, Capercaillie, here on 101.5.
Let the dance begin, lock away the fine china and kick out the old stone. The train divides upon Lomond side. Hear the echo from forest to shore. Sailing over deep water and dancing on air. If you close your eyes, you will be there. Do you dream of a journey taking you back to your
Thank you.
From the farm, hard rains, the fog, tide and wind, it blew hard. All hands on deck, boys, she sprung a leak. The storm is upon us and help we do seek. This vessel is drifting and caught in the storm. A ship filled with water, let hope. Hope we are warm. is the night where fear it is born. Cold are the waters we drift forlorn. Terror and hunger with dreams of escape. Bright lights and thunder, Lady away. The sound of the devil tearing away. Opened our boat like the dawn of the day. A rock we have landed upon in this night. Clear out the deck, lads, and fight. Fight your last fight. They were won. All nine sailors rescued and saved one by one. Go tell the world over so all they will know the name of Grace Darling, their lives do they now
joining us. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. As part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard a duo from Devon in England. It's the husband and wife musical duo of David Harbottle and Freya Jonas. And we heard a song written by David called A Lady Awake. And this song is about Grace Darling, an English lighthouse keeper's daughter who helped rescue survivors from a paddle steamer that ran on the rocks off of Northumberland back in 1838. And nine members of the crew were saved. And the album is called The Sea Is My Brother. Before Harbottle and Jonas, Claire Hastings, a young Scottish folk singer-songwriter from Glasgow. And in 2015, she won the BBC Radio Scotland's Young Traditional Musician of the Year Award. We heard a track from her just-released second solo studio album. It's titled Those Who Roam. And we heard Claire's arrangement of a traditional Scottish border ballad all about the seven gypsies. which is based on Child Ballad number 200. Kicked off today's show with Scotland's Capercaillie and a song called Heart of the Highland. Comes from their fourth album that they released back in 1991. It's titled Delirium. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Edinburgh's Burrock. Some new music from Cape Breton Island by the group Coig, and as well as Vancouver's Tim Reedman and Jenny Bice. So stay with us. Up next by a song by Edinburgh's Burrock. They've been around since 1994 and have been one of the more popular Scottish folk rock groups. Their style of music they call heavy folk. We're going to hear a song featuring the vocals of Ali Sherry called Beautiful Blues, Burrock, here on 101.5.
Thank you. lights were flashing and the icy wind did blow. Water seeped into his shoes and the drizzle turned to snow. His eyes were red, his hopes were dead, and the wine was running low. And the old man came home from the forest. His tears fell on the sidewalk as he stumbled in the street. A dozen faces stopped to stare, but no one stopped to speak. For his castle was a hallway, and the bottle was his friend. And the old man stumbled in from the forest. Up a dark and dingy staircase, the old man made his way. His ragged coat around him as upon his cot he lay. And he wondered how it happened that he'd ended up this way. Getting lost like a fool in the forest. And as he lay there sleeping, a vision did appear. On his mantle shining the face of one so dear, who loved him in the springtime of a long forgotten year, where the wildflowers did bloom in the forest. She touched his grizzled fingers and she called him by his name. Then he heard the joyful sound of children at their games. In an old house on a hillside, in some forgotten town, where the river runs down from the forest. With a mighty roar, the big jet soars above streets, and the con men con, but life goes on, for the city never sleeps. And to an old forgotten soldier, the dawn will come no more. For the old man has come home. For the old man
is bad. If I ever do get rich, it's a wonder. Spent all me money on girls and strong beer, but riches I had are all plunder. Field after field up to market I sent. To me land was all gone and me money was spent. Me heart was so hard that never could repent, and that's what put me into limbo. Well, once I did run where the others did lie, struck like a crow in the gutter. The people all said that saw me passing by, there goes Mr. Fop in a flutter. To the top and top gallant I hoisted my sail, with a flimsy cravat and a wig with three tails. And now I am ready to gnaw my own nails and drink the cold water of limbo. More on your legs, keep you in credit and fashion. Will you lay off all those rakish old ways and try for the coven your passion? Oh, Uncle, says I, if you will set me free, you know I will always be ruled by thee, and I'll labor the good of my soul, keep myself well out of limbo. Then out of his purse he pulled 3,000 pounds, set it out in bright gifts. And when I was free at my old prison gates, I went to see Peggy and Jeannie. In me old ragged clothes, they knew not of my gold, and they soon put me out in the wet and the cold. Yeah, they laughed for to hear how them pussies did scold out to the limbo. The night they led me out to the limbo.
Tim Redman, who's since moving to Canada from his native Newcastle, from the northeast of England. He's earned a fine reputation as an interpreter of traditional and contemporary songs. Tim now lives in Vancouver, and we heard a track from an album titled Out of the Green from 2011. That Tim released with Celtic fiddler Jenny Bice. And we heard their arrangement of the traditional English folk song Limbo, the popular name for London's old debtors' prison, which, as they say, was easy to get into but very difficult to get out of. Tim Redman and Jenny Bice. Before that, from Cape Breton Island, one of the new up-and-coming young traditional Celtic bands, Coig. And this band is made up of four musicians. It includes Chrissy Crowley, Jason Roach, Rachel Davis, and Darren McMullen. We just heard a track from their brand-new fourth album. It's called Ashlar. And we heard their cover of Gordon Lightfoot's song Home from the Forest that was originally released on his 1967 album, The Way I Feel. Started that set off with Edinburgh's Burrock, with a song called Beautiful Blues. Comes from an album released back in the year 2000, simply titled Deeper. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargo shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And as I like to mention, you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Dargo podcasts, by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage. And once again, that's umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxy's Dargo at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargo Facebook page at Waxy's Dargo Radio. Up next, from Dublin, you're going to hear the duo Rua. It's made up of the vocals of Liz Madden, joined in by Gloria Mulhall on violin and keyboards. We're going to hear their arrangement of the popular traditional Irish folk song, She Moved Through the Fair, Rua, here on 101.5.
My father. stormy coast of Antrim, high above the Irish Sea. Lords and ladies gathered nightly in the great hall of the king. Bread and meat and wine did flow, bards would play and poets sing. The chieftain bold who dwelled at Dunluce with his clan, safe from ships upon the ocean and from raiders on the land. There he ruled for many years, for Ulster was his way domain. Many tried to conquer him, and many men had died in vain.
Dunluce Castle fell to no man's sword or pike or cannonball. Roving clans or Spanish foemen, Dunluce stood against them all.
When a fleet of Spanish raiders sailed across the raging main, sure of victory was at hand and glory for the King of Spain. MacDonald met them with full scorn, and loudly did the cannons roar. The pride of Spain was turned away and banished from the Irish shore.
Dunluce Castle fell to no man's sword or pike or cannonball. Roving clans or Spanish foemen, Dunluce stood against them all.
Spanish foemen, Dunluce stood against them all.
Dunluce Castle fell to no man's sword or pike or cannonball. Roving clans or Spanish foemen, Dunluce stood against them all.
Thank you. that our home surely taught us are the words that we often use. And all glory goes to the lessons at the corners. We look out with different eyes and with more free minds and with the what if soil. This side of the sturdy water, ah, this side where the west wind blows, ah, baby, over this side of the water, see the wolves with their woolen clothes and their heartless hope, the whole sorry show.
Formed in 2015, that was The Living Stream, a relatively new Irish folk band formed by Galway singer Brian Kelly. We heard a track from the band's self-titled debut album and a song called Over the Water. Before The Living Stream, The Irish Rovers, the popular long-running Canadian-Irish folk group that's been entertaining us now for over 50 years. And the lads will be back here in Winnipeg at the Club Regent Event Center this coming Friday, March the 15th. We heard a song all about Dunluce Castle, a now-ruined medieval castle in Northern Ireland located on the edge of a basalt outcropping in the county Antrim. And as a piece of trivia, the castle is the Game of Thrones film location for the seat of the House of Greyjoy. And in the Game of Thrones, the castle is called Castle of Pike. Starting off that set was the Dublin-based duo of Liz Madden and Gloria Mulhall. And we heard their arrangement of She Moved Through the Fair. Comes from a self-titled recording that Liz and Gloria released in 2001. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. And once again, I want to thank everyone who called in this afternoon. It's always good to hear from you. So if you can, please be sure to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us home for today, first we have one of my favorite 1990s Celtic bands from Calgary, Alberta, who unfortunately are no longer together. We're going to hear Scatter the Mud with a song all about the Lass of Glenshee. And then we will follow that up with the County Clare's Sharon Shannon, fine Irish musician who is best known for her nimble fingers on the accordion. And we're going to hear a piece of music called Bungee Jumpers. So good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, here's Scatter the Mud with the Lass of Glenshee and Sharon Shannon with the Bungee Jumpers. Bye for now.
One morning in springtime, as day was dawning, bright Phoebus had risen from over the lea. I spied a fair maiden as homeward she wandered from herding her flocks on the hills of Glenshee. I stood in amazement. Said I, pretty fair maid, if you would come back to St. Johnston with me. There's ne'er been a maiden set foot in my castle. There's ne'er been a lady dressed grander than thee. Horses to go at your bidding, and all those who speak shall say ma'am unto thee. Find servants to serve you, and go at your bidding. I'll make you my bride, my sweet lass of castles and coaches, and what do I care for your gay country? Oh, I'd rather be poor at my cot and my spinning, or herding my flocks on the hills of nonsense, and get up beside me. When summer comes on, my sweet bride you will be. And my love, I will hold you and gently caress thee. 'Twas then she consented, I took her. We were united. There's many's the change, but there's no change on me.
when I plucked me a wild rose on the hills of Glenshee.